Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
This is Rachel.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Fabian.
What's up, gang's all here, because we are doing our part two of our favorite anime songs, I guess. But this is all about the ending. Yes, the thing that everyone likes to skip. But we have a special appreciation for ending songs here on Soulmates Podcast.
That's right.
Yes, we have a select few to share with you today.
Definitely all on the playlist.
We're going to get right into it. My first ending, I think everyone is probably familiar with, and I don't care, because my favorite anime ending, I think, of all time is the FMA Brotherhood ending, Shunkin Sentimental by Scandal. The first couple of notes, you know, it gets you so goddamn hype. Despite it being an ending song, like, most of the time endings can be very mellow, very chill. I think of, you know, Dragon Ball, the ending, Bulma's looking out of a window, it's raining, it's very soft. This is like, pedal to the metal, we are fucking alchemists, and we're kicking ass.
It's the fourth ending, if you're not familiar with which one, and you might remember that it starts out, like, going through the circle tunnels underneath the country.
As soon as you hear it, you will know.
I can see it in my head, like, when I hear it. It's that iconic. Actually, I was going to make this my number one choice, and Emily already had it.
Well, you should have done your notes sooner.
Well.
Swooped it out.
Here we are.
Yep.
I, on the other hand, watch anime that not everybody likes to watch, so I felt pretty safe coming in last place, putting everything in.
Oh my god, waving his nerd card around.
You just have refined tastes.
Yes, refined.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isekai trash is what they call me. Anyway.
Okay, so my first ending is from Jujutsu Kaisen. It's called Lost in Paradise by Ollie, and it features Aklo. If you gon' do it, then hoka ni no tsuge. Yeah, everybody just talk, nobody really do it. Nan nara yaru made shitoke yo himitsu ni. Dareka to kakunin nante puyo, jibun no judge dake de break the walls. Don't have a fake, yellow, you're cool, ni low, ni prove them wrong. I'm keeping up fight in my life, cause my life is living for love. This song is such a banger, and the best part about it is that it's almost 6 minutes long. So you can jam for quite a while to this song. It is such like a funky, upbeat, great song to drive to. It just puts you in a really good mood, which is important because Jujutsu Kaisen is one of the most heartbreaking animes you will ever watch.
It's definitely a certified bop, for sure.
Yeah, you will watch something that has deeply scarred you, and then they come on with this song and you're like, you know what? I think I can go on living another day.
Did y'all see that Usher was spoiling Jujutsu Kaisen on Instagram?
Oh my god.
The cultural impact.
He was spoiling the manga.
Rude.
Really? Come on, Mr. Raymond, what are you doing?
and I didn't understand anything because my extent of knowledge of that series is I watched the first three episodes and then I played with the weapons in Fortnite and that's it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really good, but it's definitely one of those you don't go when you're having a tough mental health day. You don't watch that. No.
Yeah,
it's definitely, but it's the story is so good and the fights. Oh, the fights. And let's not forget Daddy Nanami.
Yeah, Daddy Nanami, Daddy Gojo. I mean, it's just animated beautifully too, so if you haven't watched Jujutsu Kaisen yet, give it a shot, see if you like it. I just really like the ending song. It's definitely on my playlist. It always puts me in a good mood.
So my first choice was The Real Folk Blues for Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
してたと嘆くにはあまりにも時は過ぎてしまった。また心の誇り。
I mean, I guess it's kind of a cliche, obvious choice, but like, I mean, damn. That
rips.
It's so fucking good. Like, it's iconic. Most anybody who's watched anime knows that ending. If they have not, they're usually pretty drawn in with that one. And it ends every episode so well after that See You Space Cowboy bumper. It's just so good.
Bring back bumpers for anime. Mm-hmm. Bring them back.
That was probably the coolest thing anybody's ever said to me as I was leaving a job, like on my last day of work. I was saying bye to a friend and I was like, you know, it was nice working with you. Take care. She looks at me. She was like, see you, Space Cowboy. And I was like, oh my God.
Did I just become the coolest person in this room?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
I feel like all of the songs by Seatbelts in Cowboy Bebop are so recognizable, iconic, amazing, never been done before.
just like the stuff for Foolie Cooley with the pillows.
Yeah.
That actually, I almost put the ending for Foolie Cooley on my list.
Me too. Almost.
But yeah, it's so good.
You know, it's
so banger.
I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I was definitely more on the, like, for me, my picks were definitely more on the more current anime.
That's fair.
There are no right and wrong answers here, Fabian.
This is true.
We are only doing three each, so there is not an unlimited amount that we could talk about, but if we were going to add more, I'd definitely say honorable mention is Ride on a Shooting Star by the Pillows for Foolie Cooley.
Yeah. One of my other ones is just like every orientation of Fly Me to the Moon from Evangelion. Like every single one of them is different, but especially the one that's like European house beat, like techno.
Fly Me to the Eva.
Moon. Yeah, literally. This shit's awesome. Okay, Asuka. It bangs.
Wow, I really tickled myself there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My first pick is going to be from Mashal, and it's called Show Cream Funk by Philosophy No Dance. They're a J-pop group. This is a little bit campy and a little bit hokey, but I love this song. I literally jam out to this shit in the car. Oh, I mean, jam out to this in the car with Rachel staring at me oddly, constantly, because it is so camp. I love it, though. You guys got to check it out if you haven't checked it out. And Mashal the anime is hilarious if you like parody anime.
Yeah, it's basically about a guy who buffs his way through magical school.
To like discount Hogwarts is what it is.
Yeah. And he's obsessed with shoe bun pastry,
cream puffs, yeah, show creams. Yeah, it's so good. It's so funny. I've read all of the manga. The story itself is pretty succinct, and it's good. It's definitely in the same vein as One Punch Man, but instead of going on for a really long time, it's pretty succinct. The story is already done. I think it came out in less than a year, but yeah, really good show. Great song.
Well, we are big fans of camp on the podcast, so.
It is that.
Definitely take a chance to listen to it if you like camp, I'm telling you. And you know, these girls, the music video, it has nothing to do with Mashal, but the music video slaps too. Especially for people who like Maid Cafe.
All right, good to know. My second favorite ending, we're going all the way back to the 90s/early 2000s. For me in particular, it was like, I think, early 2000s. You would be staying up late watching Toonami. This would play, and it would be so fucking loud.
Bird call.
Would wake you up. Yeah. So I really, really love Heart of Sword by TM Revolution. It is the season one ending for Rurouni Kenshin. It is so fucking 90s, it just is. The beginning. Oh, just hearing it is like a time machine bringing me back to that point in my life where I was so obsessed with Rurouni Kenshin. My very first OTP was Kenshin Karu.
Yep.
Love them.
Love them.
I got so obsessed with this show, and it was so hard to watch because they would play the episodes on Toonami, but not necessarily in the right order. And there are a lot of episodes of Rurouni Kenshin. And when this was playing, I did not have access to high-speed internet. I was on dial-up internet. I could not watch it streaming on a sketchy site in three parts. I ended up having to go to Blockbuster to try to get them.
Yes.
I ended up buying DVDs at Best Buy for way too much money for only four episodes on one DVD.
Oh my god. So relatable. I remember going to Blockbuster and being like, Dad, please let me rent out this DVD of the Rurouni Kenshin Samurai X OVA and then force you to watch it with me when you have no idea what the fuck is going on. Meanwhile, I'm silently weeping as a middle schooler watching Samurai X OVAs.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, I definitely can relate to that too. Actually, I feel really bad when I think back on this because I actually borrowed a Samurai X OVA and I think it was a box set of some other Samurai X anime and from a friend, and then I never saw him again. And it's like, I don't even remember what happened to the DVDs, but like it was definitely nice watching them.
The reverse happened to me. Somebody has my part two DVD set of Death Note.
Oh no.
Oh no. Well, my second anime ending that I want to highlight is from the anime Jellyfish Princess, an oldie but a goodie. And the name of the song is loosely translated to I Want You to See How Beautiful You Are by Sambo Master. And I love this song because the whole song just like makes me feel so nostalgic. Like it brings me back to a simpler time and mindset. And not just like when I watch the anime, like it brings me back to like when I was a child. Not that this anime is about necessarily like being a child, but it definitely has elements of like these girls are in the house and they're kind of growing up together in their like late teens, early 20s and trying to figure their lives out. And the song is just so beautiful because all these girls are so like quirky and weird. And the song is like so passionate. Like the singer is so passionate when they sing about like, I want you to know how beautiful you are. And like, it's just, it's so wholesome combined with like the art and the credits. Like, it just makes you feel so warm inside. I love this ending so much.
I love that anime so much. Yeah. I remember us watching it in your dorm room.
Yes.
Very college anime. A lot of people watched it in college. I know I did.
Yeah. It's definitely like the age of the characters there also matches like college aged kids. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a good nostalgic song.
I mean, we need to bring back romance animes with femboys.
Yeah.
There really hasn't been that many. Like, bring it back. Return to the tradition.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are a few.
Not as many as I would like. I want more.
Apothecary Diaries.
If you're looking for that is on my watch list.
Oh my god,
has been telling me about it.
Whoa,
so good.
Wow, love that femboy so much. Anyways.
So my second favorite ending is the second ending from Future Diary. It's called Filament. It starts off very, like, slow, piano-y, and then kind of ramps up a little bit more. It's not a particularly fast, energetic ending, but I think it fits the second half of the anime very well, and it kind of focuses on Yuno and her issues, as well as now you're finally at the plot points where it makes sense as to what's wrong with her, and I just think it's really, really good. It's very cool, like, color filters on it, and it's also really sad.
I mean, you need a sad song every once in a while, you know?
I mean, for that show, yeah.
That show's fucking sad.
Moving to my second pick is actually fairly recent. Well, very recent. It's Raze by Chili Beans. It's the one of the more recent One Piece outros. It's from the end of Wano arc. It is just such a feel-good song. Like, it's perfect for, like, recouping after a long battle and getting ready to set sail. Like, it kind of captures that vibe real nice, like, in my personal opinion. I don't know what the lyrics say, but just the overall vibe of the song is just really nice. And it honestly slaps. It's a really good song.
So what is this anime about? Because I have not heard of it.
One Piece?
I'm joking.
I am joking.
Like, we've literally done podcasts on this before, and I'm just
I'm joking.
What? I know you are, but that's like, what?
That just reminds me, there was some fucking VTuber the other day that was like, she has read all of the Twilight books, and someone was like, oh yeah, talking about what happens later in the movies. And she's like, no, you're spoiling the movies. And they're like, wait, you don't know? And she goes, I don't know. And someone goes, yeah, they're based on old books. And she goes, they were books?
Oh my god.
My third favorite ending is from Shokugeki no Soma, aka Food Wars. It is the season one ending. It is called Spice. Love Food Wars, period.
It's so good.
That is a full sentence. It is camp. It is weird. I love it. The food part is amazing. The sexy part is also pretty funny. But there's just something about this ending. When it hits the chorus, it's very, I don't want to say hypnotic, but there's something that speaks to it in my lizard brain. The melody is like a lullaby almost. And it just totally gets stuck in your head. And there's chibi versions of all the characters, and they are riding on food. Then at the end, they're all together at a giant table making food together. It's just really, really cute. And I love it. So I had to put it.
I'm hearing a lot of parallels to Dune here.
Oh my god.
The spice is stroking your lizard brain. It's melodic, hypnotizing. People are riding things. Exactly.
Listen, I'll get
you. Dude, a fucking Dune anime would whip so much ass.
A Dune anime would whip, actually.
I don't know, man. They'd have, oh, I forget his name now. Mr. It is written all the damn time, constantly dick riding on
Stilgar,
fucking,
yeah.
Timothée Chalamet. Stilgar, yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah, Javier Bardem. He was dick riding Timothée Chalamet so hard, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
It's like funny you sneeze like Lisan Al-Ghaib.
Yeah. Apparently, he would like forget his lines and just start improvising.
He'd just start making shit up.
Oh my god. I love that.
Good for him. Let's move along from the Muad'Dib to Rachel's third ending. Yes.
So I cheated a little bit. My third ending is actually from a movie.
Wow.
It's House Moving Castle. I know. And the name of the song is Promise of the World by Kimura Yumi. Like the perfect ending song to this movie because it encapsulates everything the movie is about, like the best parts of it. It sounds exactly like, you know, what the meadow looks like in Howl's Moving Castle, where Howl grew up as a little boy when he was studying magic. And it's just like such a peaceful, wonderful song. You can fall asleep to it. I have many times. It's just a beautiful song, which is a great ending to a beautiful movie. So, about love.
I mean, I think Howl's Moving Castle is, like, one of the best Studio Ghibli movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, we had one of the songs from the soundtrack at our wedding.
Yep.
Like, it is so, so good. Love that shit.
Yes. And just, like, this is, the whole soundtrack to the movie is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, if you haven't listened to it, please do.
My third choice of ending is from an anime called Haganai, or I Don't Have Many Friends, and if I doubt any of you three have seen this.
No.
It's in English, the song name is My Feelings. It is it starts off like really quickly. It's a very energetic rock song. And I think the ending is really cool because the basic premise of the anime is that it's a bunch of people that go to this like Catholic high school in Japan, and they form a club to make friends because they are all completely friendless. And of course, it's all the friends we made along the way, but they don't realize that because they're fucking stupid. But one of them has an imaginary friend, and so the ending is the main two girls like playing the instruments and singing the song, but one of them, the one that has the imaginary friend, she's playing an imaginary guitar. And I think that that's a really good touch. They're also just singing about how much they fucking hate each other because they hate each other in the show.
Wait, her imaginary friend hates her?
No, the two actual girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just like
making up an imaginary friend that hates
you. Yeah.
It's more like an imaginary hater.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm sorry. That's your inner saboteur.
That's your inner saboteur, your sleep paralysis demon. But the song fucking bangs. The anime, not for everybody, but I think it's incredibly funny. It's very dated for its time. It's about 15 years old at this point. But
wow.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's really funny. Actually, talking about it made me start rewatching it. I'm like halfway through the first season right now.
So why are they at a Catholic school?
I don't fucking know. They just are.
The writer said this would be fun.
Stylistic
choice. I mean, yeah, it's a very different setting than like your average high school at a in an anime.
I mean, do they go to mass?
No, but their club advisor is a nun.
Huh. I'm like, it could be nothing, or it could be for nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
You would not like it.
Okay.
Oh, well, that answers that question.
Moving on to my third pick. This anime came out last year, I believe, and it's called Deathmount Death Play. And the song, I'm probably going to butcher this, Aeolite by Inori Minase. But this song slaps, like, really hard. It opens with a piano, some piano melody, and from beginning to end, it's giving sad goth dance party to me, and I love it. It's perfect for the anime, because the anime has a necromancer who's been... I don't want to give away too much. If you watch this anime, it's really good. It's definitely worth it. There are a lot of questions that I have not received answers to, and it keeps you wanting to unravel the mystery. That said, at the end, it's a really cute anime too, because it has like really funny, cute parts in it, and I feel like this ending song encapsulates all that. It gives it a nice kind of gothy feel to me, even though it's probably just me and just my frame of mind that makes it feel gothy. But I just love this song; it's really good and banger on the playlist for me, of course.
Yes, I actually know this song also. I'm not an avid watcher of Deathmount Death Play, but I have watched a few episodes, and the ending is very good. It does match the theme, I think, of the anime. And I think there is a specific music video by this artist as mm-hmm. well that we watched. That doesn't quite fit the theme of the anime, but it's still a good watch. Like, the artist is very creative. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very entertaining.
Well, I'm all for goth dance parties.
Yeah, so. I can get down with that.
All right. That was all of our favorite anime endings. If anyone wants to just give out their honorable mentions, if you can think of them, Kyle and my honorable mention is Ride on a Shooting Star, Fooly Cooly, It's by the Pillows.
There's a specific outro from Inuyasha that I would always wake up to at like...
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just like fucking Rurouni Kenshin.
I know what you're talking about. It's the season 4 ending, and the song that they play... It's not the beginning of the song. It's like halfway through the song. It's loud because that's like the chorus and she's like belting.
Yeah, like the crescendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, bitch. It's by BoA.
Work, bitch.
Nah, this isn't it. That's another one.
Oh, I like this one though, too.
This one does slap, but that's not it.
Okay.
That is the season 4 ending though. It's Every Heart by BoA.
That's what
I remember. This one I woke up to a lot too, honestly. But you definitely hit the nail on the head. That's definitely the song I was thinking about, though.
It's a universal millennial experience being woken up by season 4 ending Inuyasha.
It is insane how many nights I woke up to that drool all over my face.
Ew.
I'm gonna just keep it real because it's not like I fell asleep on purpose.
Real.
I fell asleep and I'm like, oh.
Let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations. I am going to recommend On 10 by 10. Y'all should check out his new EP. It's pretty good.
My recommendation is I'll Be Yours by Girls Day.
You would think, having done this podcast on more than one occasion now, I would actually have something ready, but no.
No, I'm a mess too. My recommendation is Perfect Tonight by Le Sserafim.
I'm just gonna be basic as all hell and go with Standing Next to You by Jungkook.
Oh, nice.
It slaps, though, so hard. I love that song, so.
All right, thank you so much for listening to this episode all about anime ending themes. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can check us out on Instagram, where we have our link tree that links to all of our relevant social media accounts, and our account is Soulmates Podcast.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
You can check us out on YouTube at Soulmates Podcast. We have a bunch of videos there.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you're listening right now. Make sure you like and subscribe, because we're here every other Friday for you. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
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 Bye.